I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate December 31st. For many, this time of year is a time for reflection, to think about the year that was and ponder the year to come. So it might be a good time to ponder a reflection in the stars, a giant cloud of gas and dust that's reflecting the light of some hot young stars. The stars belong to the Pleiades, a cluster of perhaps a couple of thousand stars. The cluster probably is about 100 million years old, quite young as stars go. The cluster began as a giant cloud of gas and dust. The clouds split into smaller clumps, which then collapse to make stars. Radiation and winds from the newborn stars would have blown away most of the remaining dust and gas, but not all. And for a long time, that's what astronomers thought they were seeing in the Pleiades. Pictures reveal wisps of blue mingling with the stars, what appeared to be leftover star-making material. But that's not the case. The wisps of material belong to a cloud that's not related to the Pleiades. They just happen to line up in the same direction. Dust grains in the cloud reflect the light of the hot blue stars in the cluster, reflections from some beautiful stars. Look for the Pleiades high in the east at nightfall. The cluster looks like a tiny dipper. It stands above the brilliant planet Jupiter and the bright star Aldebaran. But you need to take a long exposure image to capture the reflection of the Pleiades in the passing cloud. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.